are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. You can tell I'm a little hoarse. I've been yelling at the kids. I've been waiting for them to go back to school. Go back to school already, please. Go back to school. Gosh, how many more days of this? It has been a long summer. I think the kids go back to school any day now. I don't know. If they were supposed to be back to school this week, I'm in trouble. But no, where they go back on the 24th, so I should be okay. Back to school, please. I have been yelling and screaming. And they don't want to go to bed till midnight. I got to get up early in the morning. I got a show to do. I got the office. I got too much to do. And now they want to stay up till midnight. I'm in bed by 8:39. Unless, of course, you know, America's Got Talent's on or something. I try to stay up a little bit longer. Although MasterChef, I don't know what the hell's going on with MasterChef going from 9 to 10. That really messes me up. But anyway, yeah, so I'm a little hoarse. Sorry, I need the kids to go back to school already so that I stop yelling at them and it saves my voice and they quit getting on my nerves. A lot to talk about today. Dick Van Dyke was on the 101. Those of us who lived in L.A., that 101 freeway, not a great freeway to burst into flames. Well, apparently it was good for Dick Van Dyke. Somebody pulled him out of the car to safety. He said he didn't need it. He was going to exit the car anyway. I think he had a little bit of the carbon monoxide poisoning with the flames. But he did well. No scratches on it. What's the Dick Van Dyke theme song? Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Like that? I don't know. I'm too hoarse for it to come out right. Blame it on the hoarseness. All right, looks like copper may be linked to Alzheimer's disease. Copper. So when your husband buys you jewelry and he doesn't want to spend it on gold, but he buys you copper, yeah, tell him no, it could cause Alzheimer's. Next, we have some issues with Medicaid patients and how we're finding out that many more specialists have already admitted to not taking on new Medicaid patients. Who are the specialists? What are the biggest numbers in terms of trends of which specialists will not be seeing Medicaid patients, and are you going to have issues? Then, I guess pilots that do high-altitude flights could be getting brain damage and are more prone to brain lesions called white matter. Hyperintensities. Now, I don't know much about flying, but I always thought you flew at a high altitude. A high altitude flight. Okay, I didn't think you had a choice between hugging the ground or going up into the sky. Now, I'm wondering if maybe, you know, smaller planes can't hit the same altitude as the bigger planes do, so maybe they're talking about that, where they're just saying, yeah, they just say commercial pilots. But we'll figure out what the hell that means, high altitude flights. All right, you can see we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. I apologize if I'm not live all 3 hours whenever your radio station plays the show. We're live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day. However, every now and then there's a medical emergency. I may have to play a replay. Or your station may play us in the middle of the night or at 2 in the morning or whatever, depending on the ratings. So we do have, though, your questions and your calls, so let's get right to them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, I sure hope that you can help me. I'm 55 years old, and in the last 8 months or so, every time... This is kind of odd. Every time I get an erection, it's like instead of one solid path, it's like hourglass, kind of, in a way. Close to the base, it goes in like it's not, like that part's not getting an erection. Although it's hard, it kind of goes in and it feels kind of more like an hourglass. It's the only way I can explain it, instead of straight all the way to the top, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's Peyronie's disease. We've talked about this. When you get to get some scar tissue, and it causes some changes and some changes in the curvature, etc. So that hourglass shape means you have some scar tissue buildup or plaques within the corpus cavernosa, which is kind of the spongy, the part that's supposed to be more spongy in the penis. I don't have one, so I hope you guys know what I'm talking about. Okay, because it's not like I could show everybody. But, Peyronie's disease, they make fun of it a lot on TV and in movies, but they really shouldn't. I feel bad for guys that have that type of scar tissue. And some of these guys that have plaques in the penis could actually have plaques elsewhere in their body. It's very rare. I think it only affects about 1% of you. It's not very common. Some of you on the on my email or on the health message boards will be asking about phimotic rings causing hourglass shape. That I don't think is what's going on with who just called. That your phimosis and your phimotic rings come from your foreskin, and that's more at the distal area, the tip of it. Whereas at the base, having it to me would be Peyronie's. And Peyronie's disease does kind of develop over time. You know, you start to notice and you're like, oh, it's nothing. And sometimes it gets better on its own. Sometimes you don't have to do anything about it. For other people, you do, because even though most cases are benign, very rarely penile cancer could do that. All right, you want to slow down anything that is progressive. Okay, just because something is progressive doesn't mean it's bad. Okay, just because something's conservative doesn't mean that's bad, right? Right. You got that. So basically what your doctor, I would probably have a urologist take a peek at you. And they would, I mean, there's a variety of things. I think there's injections and certain types of certain treatments, but a lot of times they do sort of surgery. Okay, I guess there's a procedure. I don't know much about what the procedure is in terms of how they go in, and because I know many of you are now crossing your legs. I think it's like the Nesbitt. I didn't get to do a lot of that in medical school, so I apologize. But for those of you that want to diagnose before a doctor starts to dissect on you, something that's been in the news has been the Peyronie's disease assessment device. This is kind of cool, right? For those of you that wanted to know why you needed to learn geometry and use a protractor, I'll tell you why. It's to measure Peyronie's in your penis. So don't go away. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Marcus wants to know which is the best medication for erectile dysfunction, Viagra, Cialis. We were talking about Peyronie's disease before the break, but that's okay. We'll quickly talk about erectile dysfunction too. Why not? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. When it comes to Viagra versus Cialis versus Levitra, I think they all work the same. What I have noticed, and I've told you all this many times, what I have noticed is Viagra had come out first, and many people started to play around with it when they were in their 20s and in their 30s when they didn't need to. So many of you that are now in your 40s, late 40s or 50s are telling me it's not working anymore. So I'm wondering if your body got resistant to it, or it just doesn't seem to have the effect as much because you've been screwing around with it for the last 15 years. A lot of you that have found Viagra to not work as well anymore have definitely found efficacy in Levitra or Cialis, but it's actually a personal preference. I can't say one works better than the other because I have patients that still ask for Viagra more than any other drug. The problem is if Viagra is cheaper, that could be why more people are asking for Viagra. But good for you guys, again, for, you know, being open about it and not being embarrassed. I think talking about what happens below the waist is kind of important. It shouldn't be a taboo discussion. Yeah, we should probably clean it up for a couple TV shows and radio shows, etc. But, you know, for those of you that just kind of kept your medical issues quiet and hidden behind closed doors, you just don't seem to be able to be on the forefront of treatments and be, you know, progressive with your healthcare when you keep things quiet. I think listening to other people talk, and for those of you that listen to my show, bravo, because then hopefully it gets your mind going and thinking, the wheels turning, and you're like, okay, you know what, maybe I should get this checked out. Any of you that do have any sort of penile problems, whether it be Peyronie's disease with the buildup of the plaque or issues with erection, etc., that, you know, you could be having other issues in other parts of your body, including the heart. So you definitely want to get that checked out. Nothing to be embarrassed about. All right, so Peyronie's disease, you got this tunica albuginea layer of the penis, right? Tunica albuginea. I know some of us named our pets that. And basically, the tunica layer does not stretch well in the area of the plaque when you have blood supply going into the corpus cavernosum. These calcified plaques are not very evenly distributed. So in Peyronie's disease, you can actually have one side being stretched out more than the other depending on the plaque, which is why you could have a certain direction and pointing of the penis one direction or another. I dated somebody with Peyronie's. I thought, you know, he was trying to tell me something and he could do that on his own. No, you don't have the muscle. You cannot sit there and, like, if you're telling me to leave the room, you can't direct me by that, okay? Peyronie's, you don't have the control. Unfortunately, though, it could be very devastating because you're not able to feel like you have the confidence during your sexual relationship at that time and sexual act. And, you know, sometimes it could cause some major issues if you don't have good blood flow. So they use something called a PDAD. Now, this is trademarked. I don't know who gets credit for making it. But basically, to rule or to measure the Peyronie's and figure out where you're at with this and what you need treatment, I guess they use something that I would call a goniometer. You know, whenever I try to measure knee range of motion or elbow range of motion, even though I could bird's eye it because I'm really good at math, when I do disability exams for the state, I got to be accurate to the nearest degree, so I use a goniometer. And a goniometer is where you basically have one ruler, and it's kind of attached to a hinge, and then the other one, and it could make certain angles. Basically, it's marked 0 to 360 degrees, so you could basically figure out the angle at which something is. So these PDAD devices is like a goniometer. Okay, you have one, I guess, where the penis is, and then where the area starts to curve, you measure it with the other arm of the goniometer. And I guess that helps them figure out the angle. You align the two arms of the PDAD with the portions of the shaft, proximal and distal to the curvature. The arrow on the device points to the degrees. So the reason why I bring that up is if you want to know where to go and what to do at the start of something like this, go to the urologist, let him smack, not use the goniometer. I smacked my kid's butt with the goniometer because I was trying to do an exam and they run in, and it's just like plastic flimsy thing. But what's fun about that is it doesn't hurt, but it makes a loud noise. So when I smacked my kid's butt with it, you know, he giggled, but he thought it was funny, but it was like, it just made a good sound. Goniometers are actually a real fun tool to smack each other around with. But anyway, don't let anybody smack you if you're having any Peyronie's disease. That could be assault. Okay, got it. Surgery is an option, of course, injections, and see your urologist for that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Bully victims are at higher risk of future unemployment, poor social relationships, and mental disorders. And don't just think, okay, well, I make, you know, my kids go to a bully-free school. My kids aren't getting bullied at school. Bull crap. They're getting bullied in the house. siblings, parents bully them. Bully victims had 6 times higher risk of being diagnosed with serious illness or a psychiatric disorder, and they were also more likely to be heavy smokers. Now, I went to 12 different schools. My folks moved around a lot. I got bullied in all of them, but I think what was so good is I was never there long enough to be bullied to the biggest degree. Yeah, I was beat up. Yeah, I mean, I went through what most kids went through, but it wasn't to the point where it was, I had to go to the same school for years and always be bullied, all right? But I had an older sister and a younger brother, so I was bullied enough. I don't smoke. I don't think I have psychiatric issues, right? But you as a parent or as a teacher or as a grandparent need to realize that this type of bullying can really affect people's psyche to the point that they may actually be losing their jobs later. They say the study looked at 1,400 people when they were around 9 to 16 years of age and 24 to 26 years of age. They found that bullying victims had 2 times higher risk of losing their jobs and being impoverished. Now, some of you are like, well, wait a second, Dahlia. Dr. Dahlia, the conservatives are getting bullied by the liberals. And, you know, well, you got a point. I get bullied a lot by my liberal friends. Right? You know, they'll call me up, they'll Craig call me, or we'll be out to dinner, and they're like, yes, see, Obama wasn't that bad, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like looking at them like, what the hell are you talking about? All right, so I get bullied by a lot of liberals, but that's just, you know, me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, we're going to be talking about this study. Pretty scary stuff when it comes to Medicaid coverage. Apparently, there's a survey that was looking at how many of the specialists were unwilling to make new patient visits available to Medicaid recipients. Now, this is being posted here in Forbes. From what we understand, many states are going to offer, even though the Supreme Court had blocked the federal government from requiring states to expand Medicaid coverage, which we knew was unconstitutional because if a state is going broke, how does the government force them to pay for something that they cannot afford? But most states anyway are increasing their Medicaid to incomes at or below 138% of federal poverty limit. All right, most states are going to kind of follow suit. But who are the doctors? Who are the doctors that are going to, not take Medicaid? So they say in orthopedic surgery, 40% of the orthopedic surgeons were unwilling to make new patient visits available to Medicaid recipients. 40%. They say 18% of ophthalmologists said they were unwilling to see Medicaid recipients. According to this article, psychiatrists, 56% were not open to seeing new Medicaid patients. 56%? Well, why? Is it because obviously it's got to be the reimbursement, but are they worried that they are going to be so overrun with Medicaid patients that they have to be able to gain, you know, financially from non-Medicaid patients? You know, in order for me to make my practice work, I have to see a variety. I have to have a diversified portfolio of patients. If I just see one type, you're screwed. Like HMO. The HMO decides to can you, you're screwed. So you need to be so damn diversified, it's not even funny. But if many patients that are psychiatric patients end up being on disability and then on Medicaid, Medicare, you're going to need the psychiatrist to take these on. Don't go away. What have you guys been noticing in terms of Medicaid providers? Are you noticing the access shrink like they're saying? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, some of you are, when I talk about Medicaid, you will tune out, okay? And I'm sure, you know, when I talk about a lot of things, you guys tune out. Thank you very much. All right? But you're like, well, that doesn't have anything to do with me. And actually, Medicaid has a lot to do with you. And it's not so much the tax-paying dollars, okay? For many of us, we pay our taxes, we complain about paying our taxes, but it's so distant to us because we pay taxes for so many other services. We don't know, we don't care, we're like, fine, whatever. But what I think many of you are forgetting is that your Medicaid program is going to probably be the majority of our insurance within the next decade. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're just trying to worry us for nothing. No, I'm not. All right, think about it. Okay? If we can't insure everybody, and the government decides to bring back the public option or bring back some sort of government health insurance. Yeah, for the first couple of years, it may be under the guise of the Affordable Protection Healthcare Plan, PPO. I mean, yeah. But for the most part, it's a Medicaid, Medicare spinoff, which is eventually going to coalesce and have the same rules as Medicare or Medicaid. And as we're starting to see Medicaid limit the amount of pain pills you could get and the types of prescriptions you could get, expect within the next decade that the medications you are hoping to get will not be covered because you're going to be on a Medicaid type plan. So for those of you sitting there going, Dolly's talking about Medicaid, I don't have to listen to this because I'm really cush and comfortable with my current job and the private insurance they have. You may be one of these people. I may be one of these people in the next few years. And Medicaid recipients are just as unhappy as we are about the current situation because they don't want to be on Medicaid either. Yeah, I understand there's groups of people that are benefiting more than they ever thought they could benefit because of where their life was prior to them being able to get on Medicaid. But many people who are on Medicaid now don't want to be there. Okay? And those people probably a few years ago also thought the same. I'm good. I have my health insurance. Okay? And I try to help as many of my patients get on Medicaid because they don't have health insurance. Now, I'm finding it's a lot harder than we think. Okay? This 138% above federal poverty limit apparently is still more difficult to reach than many people think. Alright? You know, if they have a part-time job, they have a full-time job, some of my patients still can't get on Medicaid. So I'm not too sure about what the intricacies are, but I definitely encourage my patients to get on Medicaid so they get some sort of medical coverage. So when you start to hear these studies talking about how you already now, in the year 2013, have specialists saying, to hell with this, I'm not going to be taking Medicaid, all right, then realize this is going to affect you 10 years from now. Even if you aren't on a Medicaid or on a public option type program, doctors are leaving. Doctors are fleeing. This is some serious stuff. Now, my job as your radio doctor is to try to implore you to live the most healthiest lifestyle you can. So hopefully 10, 20 years from now, you aren't going to rely on the medical system as much as other people. Why do you think there's all this anti-obesity push and anti-diabetes push and stopping smoking push? Of course, we all want people to be healthy, and we want as little people needing to rely on the healthcare system. All right, but things are going to happen to you. Some of you may get a Peyronie's. Some of you may get a lung cancer, God forbid. Some of you may be afflicted with MS. Okay, and that's what we're saving the money for. So the idea that you have this huge government push for us to not be obese, for us to not become diabetic, can actually lead to some pretty scary legislation 10 years from now. Well, we warned you, Joe Smith. We warned you guys. We wanted you to all start a program because years from now, we weren't going to have Social Security or Medicare funds or Medicaid funds, etc. We warned you. So it's a scary thought to think that we have to be healthy 10 years from now. Or 5 years from now. It's a very unsettling thought. Okay? Because from what I've seen with my family, we got some nasty genes in our family. I'm scared to death of my 60s. And my 50s, I'll probably have some prophylactic surgeries done if I can, just so I don't have to worry about the breast cancer or ovarian cancer. I don't know how to take out my colon. Got colon cancer in the family. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to prepare. And a lot of you are going, well, that's ridiculous. You don't have to be a prepper at this point. By the way, it's never a bad idea to prep. Don't forget to check out Freeze Dry Guy. Got some specials going on this summer. Go to my website at drdiet.com or freezedryguy.com. Never too early to be prepared if the food tastes great. Okay, but anyway, in terms of prepping for medical, okay, hey, I had to do the commercial. In terms of prepping for medical, I think many of you are already seeing the signs, okay? And what the government is telling us in so many words is don't get sick. don't get sick. That's some scary stuff. So my recommendation to you is, I mean, if Michelle Obama wants you to do the plate thing where three quarters of the plate is green and whatever, I'm okay with that. Go for it. Because the less of us that have diabetes, the less of us that are obese, the less of us having heart disease, the better off we're going to be. I just don't know how to attract specialists and primary care doctors into the medical community. So what's going to happen is your non-doctors are going to be able to start prescribing. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When some of you are listening to me about, okay, well, don't get sick later, some of you are wondering about Alzheimer's. Well, you know, what's going on with Alzheimer's? You could be healthy, right? Like many of your relatives have been, and then all of a sudden they go through dementia and they go through Alzheimer's. It's pretty scary stuff. Well, one of the latest studies talks about copper being linked to Alzheimer's disease. And they think too much copper in our diets may be contributing to Alzheimer's diseases. Now, fruits, vegetables, meat, shellfish all have copper. But the one thing I think about is our copper piping, right? Our water comes from the copper pipes. Now, the latest study is in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and it showed that high levels of copper left the brain struggling to get rid of those amyloid deposits that build up in the brain. Now, the University of Rochester, New York, studied mice, and they think that copper interfered with the brain's shielding, which is the blood-brain barrier. Mice that were fed more copper in their water had greater buildup of the metal in their blood vessels in the brain. Plus, it made it harder for the brain to get rid of the beta amyloid deposits that accumulate. So, what does this mean? I know a lot of us drink bottled water. Many of you have asked, is it okay to drink bottled water? I'm okay with bottled water. I like the taste of it. You know, it's pretty clean. It's packaged. I do get a little nervous about the plastic. You know, everything we're drinking is coming from plastic, and even though we don't leave our plastic out in the heat, you just don't know if one of the distributors had it in the truck over summertime. So I do get a little nervous if something cooked in the sun or baked for a little while before we finally got it. So I'm a huge fan of bottled water. Some of these filtered waters I don't like because I could taste the filtering. You know, and I want as pure as possible, but then you just have to take a step back and say, you want to what? You could be paranoid over so much. Okay? I mean, I have no idea what the healthiest water to drink is. I don't know which bottle, which is another question one of you asked me. Which bottled water is the best brand? I don't know. I personally like Dasani taste, but that's a taste thing. I can't tell you what's the safest. So then do everything in moderation. A little bit of tap water, a little bit of bottled water, mix it up a little bit. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY or 1-877-362-3254.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess a school bus driver took some kids to school, but the wrong school, and 8 miles away. I believe they were even dropped off in a completely different city. Apparently, the school bus driver in Florida was supposed to take them, I believe it was Coral Springs Middle School, just a few blocks away from where they lived, but instead took them 17 miles to Broward Health North in Pompano Beach, Florida, and then abandoned by the driver. Okay, not too sure. Apparently, this is not the first time this has happened to just kids in general, being dropped off at the wrong school, being taken somewhere else, doesn't make sense. So the parents, of course, were upset. One of the kids who had a cell phone on the bus was like, Mom, he's not taking us to school. I would have freaked out. So anyway, all the kids were crying and were upset. See, it's interesting. It's interesting that the kids were crying and upset. I understand that could be scary, but you almost wonder, were originally some of the kids going, yay, field trip, we're not going to school, yee-haw, no school, right? Because, you know, think about it. Those kids got off school that day. They did not, most likely, they got picked up by their parents and they didn't have to go to school that day. Although, for my kids, I would have still taken them to school because, you know, they drive me crazy at work, so I would have probably still, you know, jumped their tushies off at school anyway. But still, so not too sure where the bus driver is. It doesn't really make sense, but I guess the school superintendent is on the case. And I just don't understand what people are doing. Speaking of things that just kind of make you scratch your head, did you guys hear about this hateful letter to a family about their autistic boy? Okay, this is odd. I guess a stranger types a letter. It was in an envelope. It was in the mail. And started to, I guess it was sent to a family where the child has autism. And it basically told the family that no woman would ever love him, no employer would ever hire him, that he should move into the woods or be euthanized. And his organs should be donated. Now, the boy is only 13 years old. His name is Maxwell. Okay? And I guess, you know, the parents are just in tears and scared, silly. The boy had been diagnosed with autism when he was 20 months old. All right? He knows the alphabet. He likes the movie Grease. He could type on a computer, has some trouble with the pen, can get his point across, etc. All right, but he has autism. And autism, as we know, depending on the degree, is very could be very debilitating. Doesn't mean we should have people in the community write letters to the family telling them that they should euthanize the boy. But I guess this particular person, because I always try to see what is the logic behind somebody who does something completely hurtful. I guess the logic is this person thought that, well, if the boy is not going to be loved, cannot hold a job to put him out of his misery. I guess that's what she was thinking. Now, that to me makes absolutely no sense. I think the woman is a loon or the man's a loon, whoever wrote this article. But, you know, I don't think society understands autism. And if you ever talk to parents of autistic children, or me, who's an aunt of two autistic children and two Asperger children, I'm an aunt to them, these kids have gifts that we could only dream of having. And the autistic child should not be looked upon as somebody with a disability, but as somebody with a gift that we just do not know how to harness and work with in today's society. So, for example, you know, there was a study that came out last week talking about how these autistic kids are just acing their math scores. I mean, just blowing non-autistic kids away. Why is that? What is going on in an autistic brain that we just haven't studied or spent time on? Okay, autism is a very difficult issue and disorder to diagnose, which is why we call it a disorder. Okay, we put it in the spectrum disorders, the autism spectrum disorders. We, have charities springing up throughout the world, you know, world like, you know, Fast for Kids that helps provide funding for teachers to teach autistic kids and work with them to help them integrate into society, etc. Great charities out there. That's wonderful. And I love the fact that they're being so proactive and positive and getting these kids the extra time and attention they need, etc. But it's easy for society to just put these kids into quote-unquote special ed, okay? Why? Because they need extra attention. And in society, anybody that needs extra attention is considered disabled or has a disorder. Am I right or am I right? Yet maybe the reason why these people need special attention is because they are put here on this earth for a reason and they have a gift. okay? Whether it's their intelligence, whether it's their, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I don't think children with autism are mentally disabled. I think they are functioning at such a high level that they don't know how to turn it down for us regular folk. That's what I think is going on. And now, there's no way to prove this. I don't even know if people are putting the money into this because there's just not enough funding. And since there's, you know, not a lot of incentive for pharmaceutical companies to come up with drugs, then there's not a lot of research on that end. But a lot of research comes from the pharmaceutical industry. So if the pharmaceutical industry isn't that involved, we're not going to see as much research, unfortunately. Not as much as we could. But I think somebody needs to just stop and take a look at autistic children. And I don't know if you want to include Asperger's in this particular study, but look at autistic children and imagine them being on an autopilot that needs to be decoded. And when you slow down all the codes and all the words and what's going on in their brain, so being able to slow it down, see if then they can then be able to engage and deal with society. But don't look at them as they have a deficit and they need to be brought up to society. Look at them as society can't catch up to these guys. And we just have to temporarily, until we can figure out what's going on, bring that dimension they're in back to where we are. Does that make sense? Because every autistic kid I met, they are so smart. Scary smart. Like, they know something that I won't know in a million years. Why is that? Are they geniuses? Are they, you know, we think Einstein was part of the autism spectrum disorder. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Okay? Your autism students and kids are very, very special people. Okay? And I don't want to use the word disabled. But because of money and disability and because of the way the government runs, everybody has to be labeled in order to get government funds and school funding, etc. But just mark my words, guys, there is something to the autistic child that is far more something that we could comprehend. And these guys are probably functioning at a higher power than we do. And because they don't know how to turn that off, right? Okay? It's like they're little supermen in there. Okay? They're thrown to the side. Okay? Thrown in special ed. And maybe we need to figure out where they're at and what's and what we're missing. What's a missing link? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently the White House has the newest member of the family. It is a girl dog named Sunny. She's a Portuguese water dog like Bo. They both look very happy. Okay? Getting served phenomenal cutlets. A veal, probably, by the White House staff. I don't want to think about it. Don't go away. We'll break back. 1-877, Doc Dalli.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document?
Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.